Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, hockey fans. This is at Wolf 3328. Frank Wolf, your host from the 300level.com. Thank you very much for joining me on this Tuesday evening, July 1st. The first day of free agency is just about over. And my goodness, I was just on the NHL site checking out all the free agent signings, and they're still coming in. They are still coming in at this hour. As we've just learned, Justin Williams is leaving L.A. with his two Stanley Cups, and he's heading to Washington to be a member of the Capitals. And Sean Horkoff, for a little earlier, signed with the Ducks. I'm sure that's been all over Twitter back and forth. But it's been absolutely an unbelievable day in terms of free agent signings. And the Buffalo Sabres, our hometown team, haven't been too active in terms of signing, the high-priced veterans that have been available, or talent, if you will. Although Johnny Oduya still out there, hasn't signed, and he's weighing some options. There's a good chance Oduya is one of those guys that could be weighing a Sabre offer right now. We'll get into a couple of the minor league signings in a little bit later, if you ask me, they're minor league signings, but we'll talk about them in just a little bit. Of course, Jack Eichel, paper to pen today, pen to paper, whatever, signed, sealed, delivered, entry-level contract, that was done. Big press conference this afternoon down at the First Niagara Center. I didn't make it to that. Did not make it to that. I don't know. You know what? It's one of those nights when the wife said, I really need you home tonight. Can you send someone else down? So we did. From the 300 level, had a rep down there today covering the press conference. And it was my main man Francis down there filling in for me. So he did a phenomenal job. Thanks to him. But I will be on hand all next week down at the development camp. And of course, the blue and gold scrimmage on Friday night. But thank you again, once first and foremost, for joining me and taking the time to listen to our show today. We'll go through the free agent list of who's who, who's where, and the next big free agents that could be off the board as early as tomorrow. But without further ado, again, our website is fromthe300level.com. We try to get new information, new posts every single day. We cover a wide range of sports, not just the hockey, but baseball, basketball, football, college, NCAAs. We do the minor league hockey thing, amateur sports, and everything in between. So we've got some bloggers all over the country. We even got a guy doing soccer over in Australia. So we do a wide array of sports. But, of course, the passion is hockey. That's where our bread and butter is, so we're gonna do more hockey than the other sports, that's for sure. Okay, so who is gone and where did they go? I know that's the million-dollar question, but so let's start. Let's do some review here. There's going to be some big names out there that have signed, and we're going to talk about them and some of the smaller signings just to give you a little bit of what I'm thinking, and maybe you'll agree, and maybe you'll call. Let me throw that number out at you if you're listening out there, and I see there's a couple out there in the queue listening. Don't be afraid to call. Our number here is 347-934-0157. I am your host, the Wolfman. We're talking hockey tonight, so don't be shy. Don't be afraid to call. 347-934-0157 is the number to call. You can also send me a tweet if you don't want to to hear your voice, send me a tweet, at Wolf3328. I'll read your question, and I'll try and answer it best I can. And actually, I do have a tweet here already. Someone's asking me about what do I think about Cody Hodgson signing in Nashville. I'll get to that in just a second. A little surprised that's where he ended up, but let's go through the free agent signings as of right now. This is what we've got here. Trist Connor, a forward, has signed on with Philadelphia. He's leaving the Caps. Forward Daniel Winnick is heading to Toronto. Mark Barbario heading to Montreal. Gregory Campbell leaving Boston, heading to Columbus. Former Sabre Matt Hackett is now officially an Anaheim Duck. He is joined by Chris Mueller and Joe Piscola. Those guys are heading to Anaheim as well. Carter Camper, never even heard of this guy. Leaving Ottawa for Washington. Capitals have also, in addition to Justin Williams, they are also bringing in Sean Collins, a forward, and two defensemen, Mike Moore and Aaron Ness. The Red Wings, very active today. Brad Richards leaving Chicago to go to Detroit. Florida picked up a couple guys here, two defensemen, Cameron Gwantz and Brent Regner. Minnesota, they snatched up Zach Dalpe, former Sabre. Tim Murray said about a week and a half ago that they were not going to tender him a qualifying offer, so he signed on with Minnesota, along with Ruslan Fedotenko. So, Fedotenko was already a Minnesota Wild. He's just re-upping with them. P.A. Parento was bought out by Montreal. Today he signs with Toronto. And Toronto also grabs Mark Arcabello and defenseman Matt Hunwick. Arizona picks up Steve Downey from Pittsburgh. Mike Green, a big high-priced free agent, heading out of Washington over to Detroit. And defenseman John Moore is in New Jersey. Eric Condra leaves Ottawa for Tampa. Eric Condra is a Tampa Bay Lightning. Brian Gibbons heads to the Rangers. Cody Hotchin is now a Nashville Predator. Toronto picks up forward Richard Panik. St. Louis re-ups with defenseman Chris Butler. Victor Stahlberg, who was bought out by the Predators, is now a New York Ranger. Barrett Jackman, that's a nice signing by the Predators. The Predators pick up veteran tough guy defenseman Barrett Jackman, leaving St. Louis. Vancouver's got Taylor Fadun. San Jose grabs Paul Martin out of Pittsburgh, another big-time defenseman, a name you've heard of. Defenseman Paul Martin is heading out west. Michael Frolik signs with Calgary. They also picked up goaltender Kerry Raymo, but he was there before, so this is just another re-up signing their own. So Kerry Raymo is back with Calgary. Anders Lindbäck leaves Buffalo for Arizona. What's going on in the desert, man? Maybe they all want to sign out there because they know they're heading to Las Vegas. That could be the underlying theory in signing there. Eric O'Dell leaves Winnipeg for Ottawa. Ryan Carter's Ryan Carter stays in Minnesota. Boston forward Matt Lindblad signs with the Rangers. Jason Megna leaves Pittsburgh for the Rangers. Taylor Chorney left Pittsburgh for Washington. We'll see what happens where he ends up. I'm sure he's destined for the minors. Rafael Diaz is a Ranger. Richard Bachman is a Vancouver Canuck. Patrick Eves re-signs with Dallas, which is cool. He's a nice player to have. Jonas Enroth, former Sabre goaltender, was traded to Dallas last year. He latches on with the Kings. I was way wrong on that. I had him pegged for the Rangers, but he is going to L.A. Another goalie's heading to Florida, Mike McKenna. Arizona signs defenseman Zdeněk Mikálek. Edmonton grabs a couple. Obviously, defenseman Andre Sekera went to L.A. Via trade from Carolina. He now signs with Edmonton. He's going to be there for, I believe, it's a three-year deal. Mark Letestu also signing in Edmonton. Riley Nash and Rasmus Rissanen are heading to Carolina. Brad Richardson heading to Arizona. He leaves Vancouver. Philadelphia signs goaltender Michael Neuvirth. Michael Neuvirth spent some time in Buffalo after a year of backing up Yaroslav Halak and the Islanders. He's now heading to Philadelphia. Boston Bruins defenseman Matt Barkowski leaves for Vancouver. Colorado picked up defenseman Francois Boisherman from Anaheim. That's a nice signing for them, along with forward Blake Kamo. Minnesota re-upped with defenseman Nate Prosser. Winnipeg re-upped with Matt Holyshek. The Islanders re-signed their own defenseman Thomas Hickey. Adam Pardee stays with Winnipeg. Grice, the goaltender, heads to the island from Pittsburgh, so they fill that spot vacated by Neuvirth. Yannick Weber, defenseman, signs back up with Vancouver. Galiev stays in Washington. Ribeiro stays in Nashville. He's in a little bit of hot water still, Ribeiro. That guy's a funky character, but he does get himself another contract there. And then Chicago, they signed Artem Anisimov to a deal. They just got him in the trade for Saad with Columbus. And Mikael Granlund is going to stay in Minnesota as well. So those were your July 1st free agent signings. Again, some guys staying put, others leaving. Guy, I want to talk about Greg Campbell going to Columbus. That seems to be a team that's getting their act together. They had a lot of injuries last year. I would expect Columbus to be much improved from a year before. So watch out for the Columbus Blue Jackets next year, especially with the addition of Brandon Saad. I expect them to get a long-term deal done with him. They're going to be healthy. And, of course, Mike Foligno's son, Nick Foligno, is the captain out there now. He had an incredible year, did very well for himself, played in the All-Star game. But he got injured towards the end of the year and missed some time. But Columbus is a team that should be back in the mix next year when you're talking playoffs. So God bless him. Good for him. He's looking good. I like the Chris Mueller signing in Anaheim from the Rangers. He's a good player to have. Probably heading to the minors, but he's a young guy that you want to have on your roster, competitor, and he's going to make those guys in Anaheim, those guys that are trying to make the team, those guys in the minor leagues, he's going to get them ready to become Ducks because he's a good guy to have in the locker room, similar to a guy like Matt Ellis. So I do like Chris Mueller. Brad Richards leaving Chicago for Detroit. Not a bad deal. Detroit's starting to get their act together. They got a new coach. I think they're going to be a better team than they were last year. Of course, they went to the playoffs and went out in the first round of Tampa, but I think Detroit definitely was missing some offensive firepower. Brad Richards, let's see what he can do, if he can carry if he has got anything left in the tank, he's going to have to hopefully you'll see that in Detroit. He was okay in the playoffs with Chicago. Without Kane on his line, I didn't see a whole lot out of Brad Richards. He's definitely on his last legs, and we'll see what he can do in Detroit. Moving on down the load here, I like the P.A. Parente signing by Toronto. Very good signing for them. Steve Downey out in Arizona. How much time does he have left in the league? Downey, the way he plays his style. I'm not a big Steve Downey fan. I know he's a tough player, and I like the tough guys, but Downey just plays. He's a cheap shot artist in my book. You know, this guy wouldn't last 10 seconds in the 80s or 90s with the Proberts and the McSorleys. This guy would have been eating that stick if he tried to get away with any of the crap he gets away with nowadays. So I'm not a big fan of the Steve Downey character. Heading out to Arizona, good. I don't have to watch him every night like I used to watch him when he was playing with Pittsburgh. But a decent pickup for Arizona if you wanted some toughness. You got some toughness, but you know, how many bad penalties is this guy going to take next year? The plus minus and the bad penalties, I'm going to say, is about 75-80. Mike Green, also going to Detroit. Maybe that weighed in on Brad Richards' decision to sign there today. Mike Green is still a very, very serviceable defenseman. He's going to score some points for you. He's going to help on that power play, no doubt. And he's a veteran, and he's gone deep into the playoffs with Washington. He's got plenty of experience, and he just needs maybe a change of scenery to some degree. He made bank today with Detroit. So we'll see what happens next year and beyond for Mike Green and his new start in Detroit. Eric Condra signing in Tampa Bay from Ottawa. I liked Eric Condra. I was hoping Buffalo might target him. I had him penciled in. If he came to Buffalo, I would have had him somewhere in that third to fourth line range. May have been a good line mate of, say, Azemgus Gergensen's. We'll see what happens there. He's in Tampa. Good signing for them. Cody Hodgson going to Nashville. Who knows? They probably signed him for $5, but whatever. Cody Hodgson has to be around talented players if he's going to do anything in the NHL. He's not a guy that can lead the pack. He's a guy that has to play with other good players, or he's just average. So we'll see what happens in Nashville with Cody Hodgson. Talented team. Maybe Phil Housley and Peter Laviolette will be able to get through to him and put him in position to succeed. I think he is a very talented player, just not the type of guy you want to build around, but maybe put him with decent players and you'll get some results. We'll wait and see. He did score 20 goals just a couple seasons ago, so we'll see how Cody Hodgson shapes up in Nashville, and maybe he'll do some homework and see when he returns to Buffalo. I'm sure that game will be sold out. Anyways, Chris Butler, former Sabre, stays in St. Louis. Victor Stahlberg, who was bought out, he is now going to the Rangers. We'll see what happens there with this new start there. I like the Barrett Jackman signing in Nashville. He's a tough player. He's been around the league for a while. Surprised St. Louis let him go, but they did. And so he is in Nashville now. He's tough. He's going to add some more toughness to the blue line. And maybe he'll be able to mentor Seth Jones a little bit. Paul Martin going out west to San Jose. You know, I thought Buffalo was in the mix there when Tim Murray was talking about bringing in a veteran defenseman. In my book, he's a top four defenseman. Top four defenseman. We'll see what happens out in San Jose. But that's definitely a good signing. Michael Frolik heading to Calgary from Winnipeg. Maybe Drew Stafford. They have a few more bucks to sign Drew Stafford now. If it came down to Stafford and Frolik, for me, I'm taking Frolik. I think you get a little bit more out of him, both ends of the ice, and he's much younger, obviously. So I'm surprised that Winnipeg didn't go all in on Frolik and maybe let Stafford walk. But, hey, I'm not running the show out in Winnipeg. And Michael Frolik is a very good signing for Calgary. Hats off to them on that. He's going to have an impact there for sure. Jordan Senroth to L.A., obviously a backup role. He may get 15 games. We'll see what happens there. Jonathan Quick, obviously, is the starter. Did have some health issues and last couple of years, so we'll see how much work he gets. Mark Letestu and Sakara signing in Edmonton. Edmonton, this is not your grandfather's Edmonton Oilers team. No, the Craig McTavish era is over, and Peter Chiarelli, who just came in from Boston, he's doing a bang-up job. He is surrounding those young Oilers with some real talent and some real weapons. They are deep. That Edmonton Oilers team is much different than what they were last year. Obviously, Connor McDavid, the best player in the draft, supposedly was drafted number one overall. What kind of impact is he going to have? He's being surrounded with talent. So you got to think that Edmonton, of course, signing Cam Talbot from the Rangers to play goal, it's a much different team than what we saw last few years, especially under Dallas Eakins and Craig McTavish. So we'll see what happens out in Edmonton. Things are definitely looking up. Todd Richards has definitely got himself a decent roster. And we'll see what happens in Edmonton this year. They're going to be a tough team in the West, no question about it. But Calgary's getting tough, and a lot of these teams make moves to be competitive with their division rivals. I mean, Calgary's signing these players because they have to catch up with Edmonton. I mean, they're a team on the rise. Brian Burke understands that. He's running the show out in Calgary. You know, Edmonton's getting bigger and better. Calgary's got to match them. Player for player, spec for spec. There's no question about it. So Calgary, very interested in what they do going forward. Do they sign any more players to keep up to snuff with what the Edmonton Oilers are doing? Just about 10 minutes to go, 10 and a half minutes to go in the show here. If you got a call, get in now, 347-934-0157. We're going to talk about some players that are still available that haven't signed yet, and we'll talk and we'll figure out where they may go. Now, Minnesota Wild, they've got Sean Bergenheim is still available, as well as former Sabre Chris Stewart, still available. They have not signed deals yet. Last year, Chris Stewart cost $4.15 million. So we'll see what happens this year or this offseason if he signs up with Minnesota or if he goes to another team, perhaps Vancouver he goes out to, or maybe he goes to Toronto or maybe he goes to Pittsburgh. With Steve Downey leaving, you know, Pittsburgh needs probably a tougher forward. I know Chris Stewart isn't a knucklehead like Downey. He's not going to take the stupid penalties. He's just going to be a tougher player to play against, and he will definitely have Crosby's back. As we saw last year, the last couple of years in Buffalo, especially last year before the trade, he was not afraid to tangle. He took on Lucic last year Guy's got a lot of balls. So if I was Pittsburgh, I'd probably be taking a hard look at Chris Stewart right now and see if he can't fill the void left by the cheap chart artist Downey. Anyways, Bergenheim and Stewart in Minnesota are available. Brad Boyce from Florida. I know one place he won't end up, and that's in Dallas. For some reason, him and Lindy Ruff could not get on the same page. But Brad Boyce, he's since leaving Buffalo, he spent some time on the island, and now he's down in Florida. But he had 38 points last year, 14 goals, played 78 games. That's two more points than he had the year before. The goal production dipped a little bit, but there's still some use there, Brad Boyce. Maybe he signs in Ottawa. Maybe he signs with the Islanders again or perhaps with the Rangers. But don't count out Calgary. If they need some depth, Brad Boyce might be a guy that that can help answer that that void. Brodziak, another Minnesota Wild guy, is still out there. Andrew Desjardins from Chicago, he's still available. He's a forward as well. These are all forwards, by the way. Eric Fair hasn't been signed yet. He's a guy who had 19 goals last season, Eric Fair. If you're looking for depth, there's a guy. Maybe Pittsburgh calls him in. You know, he's a crosstown rival. Maybe a team like Pittsburgh or Philadelphia can use the services of Eric Fair. Washington also has Joel Ward out there. Joel Ward, he's a guy that I can't believe wasn't signed today. Maybe he's weighing some options, some deals. But here's a guy who scores big goals, especially when it comes to the playoffs. Now, last playoff run, Joel Ward started out well, but he kind of fizzled a little bit at the end. But still, this is a guy who shows up every day, and he shows up for those big games. I like Joel Ward. I can see him finish signing with a team that's on the cusp, on the verge of getting into the Stanley Cup Finals and making a push. So I would watch for Joel Ward. Maybe he signs on with a team like the Islanders, but I think he stays in the East, maybe even Florida. Maybe even the Florida Panthers take a run at a guy like Joel Ward, or possibly even Tampa. But I think he stays in the East. Joel Ward should be signed by tomorrow. Yuri Tulusti from Winnipeg, Martin St. Louis from the Rangers. Martin St. Louis obviously had a very rough postseason. Man, were they on him. They were on his case throughout the playoffs this past season. But Marty St. Louis, obviously the numbers dropped. He's 40 years old. He scored one goal in 19 playoff games, 21 goals and 52 points in 74 regular season games. He was a healthy scratch at times during the regular season, especially towards the end. But I would expect Marty St. Louis gets another chance to play. Perhaps he goes to Nashville. Perhaps he goes to the Preds for another veteran, for some more veteran leadership. Maybe he goes to Ottawa. Ottawa, I can see him heading there, maybe to Montreal, possibly Toronto. We'll see if that old boys network with Shanahan is still working. Maybe he thinks there's some value with Marty St. Louis, and he brings him in to show those guys who are in Toronto what they need to do to get ready to play every single day. Alexander Semin, that's a guy I would have nowhere near a young team. If you're going to bring Semin in, you need you need power play help. You're very weak in scoring, or you don't have enough scoring. Maybe Semin needs to go play out in the West. Maybe a team like Vancouver, perhaps the Flames, although we can't see Burke overspending on a guy like Semin. He was just bought out. He was a $7 million cap hit. He's an unrestricted free agent now. He only had 6 goals, 19 points in 57 games last year. He hasn't been a 30-goal scorer since he had the 40 with the Capitals in 2009-2010. Now, he was injured last year, so don't knock him too much. He did miss a lot of time due to injury. We'll see what happens. Mike Santorelli of the Predators, he was a $1.5 million cap hit last year. We'll see what Santorelli ends up if the Predators can't get another deal done. They acquired him in a trade for the Maple Leafs last February. It's possible he comes back. He's pretty good on faceoffs, so I would think they may try to re-sign him, but as of right now, he is still a free agent. As far as defensemen go, the Penguins have not re-upped with Christian Ehrhoff yet, so he's still available. He was a $4 million cap hit last year. Cody Franson, a tough defenseman from Nashville. He's still 27 years old. Cody Franson is only 27. Is it possible he goes back to Montreal? Very possible he may head back to Montreal. you know, he wasn't that good down in Nashville, or he didn't play as well as they had wanted him to. But, you know, hey, Predators didn't do well in the first round in Chicago. Come on, they won the Cup. What were they expecting? I mean, you're playing a Stanley Cup champion. You know, what's the difference? Tim Gleason's still available. He's a good guy to have in the locker room. He's a tough player, former Capital, former Maple Leaf. We'll see where Tim Gleason ends up. He could end up in very well, could end up in Buffalo. Johnny Oduya, a guy I'd really like to see in Buffalo. The guy's got three Stanley Cup rings. What's that worth to a team, especially a young team? Although, again, I keep saying Calgary. Watch for Calgary to make a run at Johnny Oduya. With Dougie Hamilton, are you kidding? You know, those guys, Giordano, Johnny Oduya, you got Johnny Oduya to the mix. Hey, man, they're neck and neck with Edmonton in terms of competing for that division out there. Lubomir Vyzhnovsky, the Islanders, former King. Who knows what happens to him? He just had a concussion last season. He hasn't played a full season since 2010-2011. He's 38 years old. He could have played his last game. Possible the Sabres, maybe bouncing between Rochester and Buffalo. They need more defensemen. Maybe the Sabres make a run at Vyzhnovsky. Shouldn't cost him too much. The guy's 38 years old. If you can get him for $1 million a season, send him up and down, maybe you take a look at Vyzhnovsky. Volchenkov of the Predators. Was a million dollar player last year. I don't know what they're going to do with Volchenkov. Does he re-sign in Nashville, or does he move back? You know, he's not a top five, top six defenseman on any team in the NHL anymore. But I'm sure he still has something left in the tank. And we know Tim Murray likes to give guys opportunities that might have been thought to have been on their last legs. Andre Benoit and Mazaros being two guys recent history that he felt sorry for and thought they can do something with them to revive their careers. Sidlicky of the Red Wings is available as well. He's a $4 million cap hit last season. Those are your forwards and your defensemen who are available right now in the free agent department. Let's put that to rest. Again, July 2nd tomorrow, we'll see if more players get signed and where they end up is anyone's guess. Now, the Buffalo Sabres, inked Eichel, pen to paper today. That's over with. They did make two signings today. They signed a guy named Jason Aikensen. He is 5'10", 190 pounds. He's a forward. He played 15 games for the Flyers over the past three seasons. This guy is heading to Rochester, no question about it. He was an undrafted player, didn't get drafted in the NHL, but he did get drafted by the Kitchener Rangers back in 2007, a six-round draft pick. So not a lot of high hopes for him being able to help the Sabres, but being able to play in Rochester and do some damage down there, perhaps, who knows. Spent time with Lehigh last year in 57 games at Lehigh. He did score 23 goals at 30 assists. So 57 games, 53 points. Was a minus 11 with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms last year, a year before in Adirondack. 70 games, 24 goals, 40 assists. So should do pretty well with Rochester in terms of helping out that offensive, making them somewhat a little better on the offensive side of the puck. They were brutal last year. We'll see if Aikensen can help out there at all. The other guy they signed today was Matt Donovan, a defenseman, played with the Islanders last year, got two playoff games. He got into two playoff games last year. This is a guy who also, back in 2009-2010, well, a member of the University of Denver, he did go play in the U.S. under 20. Seven games played, three goals, two assists for 5 points, and was a plus six as a defenseman. So Donovan very well could be in Buffalo next year. Maybe he plays alongside Mike Weber, but he will definitely have an opportunity to compete for a spot next fall. He was a USHL all-rookie team back in 2007-2008. He was on the all-rookie team 2009-2010, the WCHA. Won the gold medal at the World Junior Under 20. Most goals by a defenseman, three at the Under 20. All-academic team, second All-Star team, 2010-2011 AHL All-Rookie team, AHL All-Star game. He's won some awards. He's a guy that's going to be in Buffalo next year. So all we have is 30 minutes of the podcast today. No calls, no big deal. We'll catch you tomorrow night on the Old Time Hockey Show. Thanks for tuning in. Later.